This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's a 41-month sentence for QAnon Shaman. Part of January 6th, Jacob Chansley. He was the spear-carrying guy whose horn fur hat was splayed across lots of newspapers and TV screens all over the place. He was one of the more recognizable people in the assault on the Capitol on January 6th. And also no verdict on the second day of the Kyle Rittenhouse deliberations. The jury asked to see some key video from prosecutors, and the day before they'd asked for something that the defense was using, so this has been pretty interesting. No real way to read the tea leaves. Thanks to all of you for showing up for this show. We roll out the red carpet, whether you're a first timer or you've been here many, many, many times. Let's dive into what's tick, tick, ticking out there. And there's a couple of things. One is this sentence is the biggest sentence so far for anybody involved in January 6th. Jacob Chansley, as I said, was his name. You saw his face everywhere, 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 everywhere. He was, in fact, sentenced to 41 months in prison. I think he was shocked about that. I think his family was shocked about that because afterwards, when he had first been arrested, his mother talked about the fact that, oh, he's vegan. He doesn't like the food in prison. And I thought when that came out, I thought, boy, they have no idea what they're in for because he pled guilty to a felony charge of obstructing an official proceeding. And, you know, his lawyers say he owned up to the responsibility. He tried to be accountable, and he has been held accountable. So he gets the biggest sentence so far of anybody as these trials unfold, these sentences unfold. And he put himself in that position, and he, again, said, yes, I did it. I'm being held accountable for this. But his lawyers say they thought there was a mischaracterization, that he was overzealous and that he was looking to demolish the Capitol, or, you know, that he was the nefarious figure in all of this, but justice weighed in and thought something different. So 41 months. Wow. And it makes you wonder what else is going to happen for some of the other people that are going to face the same thing. Are they going to be looking at longer sentences or shorter sentences? I guess it depends on what the video evidence is, the social media footprint. All of that matters because all of that was collected by the FBI when people were turning people in, when they were trying to look at people they couldn't identify. But he was easily identifiable as he was all over the place when it came to social media and everything else. He was one of the most recognizable faces, I think, in the whole deal. All right, Rittenhouse, and what's going on there? So no verdict. There may not be a verdict, who knows, by the end of the week for this teenager. You know, 17, he was 17 when this happened in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and now he's 18. So at this point, this trial is being very closely watched because it involves the whole idea of what ultimately the jury sees this as. Do they see it as a civilian's right to self-defense in the shooting and killing of two people and the wounding of another one? He was 17, like I said, at the time. He pled not guilty. He testified that he fired his weapon in self-defense. He said that Joseph Rosenbaum, the first person he shot that night, grabbed the barrel of his gun. Prosecutors, though, used an enhanced drone video to argue that Rittenhouse raised his rifle in a threatening way before Rosenbaum started chasing him. So you have that side, and you have Rittenhouse's lawyers accusing the prosecution of withholding a high-definition version of the footage until Saturday after the case was already closed to new evidence, because they say the video was likely compressed by, you know, the computers after it was sent to them. Regardless, at this point, it's in the jury's hands as to what will happen here, whether or not it's a life sentence. You know, first what the jury decides, and then the sentencing, then go from there on the sentencing. It was a very chaotic night in Kenosha, Wisconsin, on August 25th of 2020, and this absolutely is what people are talking about and what people are looking at this point. The other thing, of course, is always in the back. The buzz in the land is about COVID. And a guest on our show, I won't name his name, a very big guest on our show, has come on a lot of times on this show. I just found out that luckily he survived, but he got COVID and he had pneumonia, and then he tested positive for COVID. It was a double whammy, so he was in the hospital, and they weren't giving him much hope of surviving, saying that everybody else in Houston who came in with this has not walked out with this. And I just found out today, thank goodness, because I consider him a friend. He absolutely is walking out, thank goodness. But just when you think, hey, you know, I just talked to him a couple of weeks ago off the air and then on the air, and things are fine, things are great, then all of a sudden, boom, you get hit, something happens. He was, to my knowledge, vaccinated. So there is that. I don't know if it was a breakthrough situation. I'll find out more. In fact, he may come on and even talk about it once he gets through the worst of that and gets out and is with his family, etc. So there you go. There is still the clashes that are going on with the confusion over the booster shot. You know, you've got California, for example, that's going against the CDC and FDA recommendations. So you've got people preparing for the holiday season, and now California is suggesting that everyone who's vaccinated against COVID-19 should also get a booster shot. So what does that mean? California is one of the states seeing the highest number of new COVID infections, and one of the things the governor there has said is that we should anticipate an increase in cases and hospitalizations and ICUs, and if we don't take it seriously, the number of people who will lose their lives. But that goes against what the CDC is saying and the Food and Drug Administration. Last month, they were saying that only seniors and adults at high risk should get boosters. And some say, though, boosters are necessary in beating back the pandemic, looking at the data and showing the protection from COVID-19 vaccines start to go away months after the last dose. So in some areas, there are plenty of shots available. In others, people are having a tougher time, at least on the whole booster front. So now it's beyond just vaccine and talking about mandates. And by the way, the mandate is pretty much hanging by a thread at this point, because there are so many challenges to the Biden administration's vaccine mandate targeting employers with more than 100 employees. So it's going to be consolidated, I talked about this already, and heard by the Ohio-based 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals after it was chosen by a ping pong ball lottery. Oh, boy. Hang with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, it's Kate Delaney. We have breaking news from Facebook's founder and CEO, Mark Zuckerberg. Listen to what Mark has to say.
It is time for us to adopt a new company brand to encompass everything that we do. To reflect who we are and what we hope to build, I am proud to announce that starting today, our company is now Meta. Our mission remains the same, still about bringing people together. Our apps and their brands, they're not changing either. And we are still the company that designs technology around people.
Meta builds technologies that help people find communities, connect, and grow businesses. Remember when Facebook launched in 2004, it changed the way people connect. Apps were created like Messenger, Instagram, and WhatsApp. Now Meta is moving beyond 2D screens toward immersive experiences like augmented and virtual reality to help build the next evolution in social technology. To unlock more opportunities, go to Meta.com. The name of the book is called Time Sand Memoirs, Healing My Fractured Soul. Celeste Newholm joins us now for a conversation about her book. Celeste, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me, Kate.
What was it that led you to write this book? How come you pulled it together and got it out there in the world?
Well, for several years, I've been trying to write a story about my life. But each time I began to write, it was very painful for me to relive the things that I had been writing about, so I never was able to finish. One day I was walking through my kitchen, and my spirit guides spoke to me and said, go to your typewriter or computer and start typing. And that's exactly what I did, and 27 hours later, with a little bit of sleep in between those 2 days, I had the heart of my book written.
Wow. And in this book, the book, it really takes you on a different kind of journey. You know, you talk about spirituality, you talk about psychic gifts, you talk about, you know, you've got poetry, you've got the prose that you weave into it. So tell us more about the book.
Well, at the beginning of the book, it's very raw. I'm left very vulnerable. And I describe what it was like growing up between my mother's home and my grandmother's home, and the different places that my mother would go and have me stay. And it was very abusive and very traumatic for me because there was a lot of beatings that were happening in my home. I speak about my childhood and the trauma that I experienced growing up, I go into a history about what it was like through high school and then going into a spiritual journey. When I was 11 years old, I heard the voice of God speak to me and was told that I should work with others. And that became my life's goal, is to work with others. So as I wove my spiritual journey into my life, I started seeing what the voice had told me and the different opportunities that started to show up along my pathway. Also, what I do is I include some vignettes in the center of the book that talks about the different people that were in my life that helped me to learn how to love myself. And towards the end of the book, then I really get into more of a spirituality type mode and talk about what Spirit has given me and how it pertained to the type of work that I did. At the end of the book, I finally end up with a song that I wrote during the riots of 2020 in Minneapolis and social injustice that was going on by writing a song called The Freedom Fighter, The Lover.
Wow. So, I mean, this is your life unfolding of those abusive early years and then how your life shifted, which is, of course, Time, Sand, Memoirs, Healing of My Fractured Soul. And do you think that it's possible, because you've done it, is it possible with the right people around you and feeding yourself with the right messages that you can heal your soul when you feel so damaged by something that's happened in childhood?
I believe that you can. I've worked with a number of people, probably a few thousand people in my career. And each person that I work with, you know, I give them a little bit of me and the insight that I've had into my spiritual journey. And I think the biggest thing is to be able to connect yourself with Spirit. And that's not an easy thing to do because you have to become quiet and go within and really connect with your soul. But I do believe that there's steps along the way, and I certainly took those. I spent my whole entire life learning about who I am and why the things are the way they are in my life until I've come to the point that I'm at right now, realizing that every step along the way led me to where I am, and each step unfolded another gift that I had. So I'm confident that others can do this. Now, I'm not saying that everyone would be able to do it because, you know, people have situations in their lives where it's much more difficult than what I experienced. And but what I feel is that if you have enough love that you place around yourself, and that's through, you know, people, through different studies that you do, things like that, that it's very possible to make changes in your life and to come to a place where you finally feel peace.
Oh, I love that. It's so true. Changes are hard, but if you do them, the peace that you'll find is so worth it. And you can get your book for everybody listening on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, etc. Celeste, what do you hope people take away from reading Time, Sand, Memoirs, Healing of My Fractured Soul?
I think the biggest thing that I hope people take away from this book is that there is hope, that, you know, your journey may be difficult, but along the way, it seems like things are placed in people's lives if they pay attention to them. And I really encourage people to look at the signs that are around you. You know, if something really positive happens in your life, usually with that one positive situation, there's the ability to grow from it. And we have many positive situations in our lives. And if we pay attention, we can find areas that will certainly bring us, you know, to an attunement with ourselves.
Yeah. Wow. So well said. Celeste Newholm, thank you so much for coming on.
Well, thank you. And I really appreciate it, Kate.
So a couple of quick hits before we bounce to our next segment, just the facts. You know, we were talking about the nuttiness over what happened, nuttiness because I just don't understand the whole live gun thing on the set of Rust, that low-budget Western that was being filmed in New Mexico last week. So incredibly sad that the cinematographer was shot and killed by Alec Baldwin accidentally when he was handed the gun. And so now so many questions about the safety leading up to what happened on that set. People who left the job feeling that they there were a couple of reports of that they left the job because they felt that it wasn't secure. Not that they thought that was going to happen, but they felt like some things were being shortcutted. So there is yet another new lawsuit that's been filed talking about what about the safety of, again, the whole gun, the cold gun, the live rounds, all of that, and now the emotional distress that it's caused. And it's incredibly sad that the cinematographer, as I've mentioned many, many times, and many of you have sent me emails about it and thoughts on movie sets and guns and where we are at this point, but just 42 with family there, luckily not on the set that day, but she was shot and killed, and this was at a rehearsed scene where, you know, he fired the gun and fired the gun at the camera, and it was a live bullet that passed through her and also hit the director in the shoulder. And so you wonder about these industry veterans and how does this happen? Accidents can happen, but at that level, no matter what the budget was, I mean, what is the practice? And the practice, as I understand it, knowing people in the business, is for the armorer to demonstrate the gun is safe, and then that person hands it to the actor. And isn't that what should have happened? Isn't that the norm? So why did that not happen? I think there's going to be all kinds of legal actions. I mean, just a couple of lawsuits, it could be certainly a lot more than that. There was, on the set, there was 500 rounds of ammunition, and it was a mix, they believe anyway, it's what the Santa Fe Sheriff's Department has said, a mix of blanks, dummy rounds, and some suspected live ammunition. So if you have them all in one place, it would almost be like a sad Russian roulette if you're not checking those guns because of the mix of ammunition that you, again, have. And there have been a lot of people in Hollywood that initially did not react to it, but now have reacted, including veteran actors, as to why do you have inexperienced people on the set handling guns in the first place. And so there were certainly some takes on how does that happen. You know, the district attorney previously refused to rule out criminal charges over the incident because of the calls for banning the functional weapons on Hollywood sets. So we'll see where all this ends up. Coming up, just the facts.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Health officials are warning Americans about the uptick in hospitalizations among those fully vaccinated against COVID-19. The concern about fading immunity against severe COVID infection comes as the FDA is expecting to authorize a Pfizer vaccine booster for adults 18 and older. The CDC reporting a decline in effectiveness among the elderly and residents of long-term care facilities who received their shots first. Jurors in the murder trial of Kyle Rittenhouse have concluded their deliberations for Wednesday. Rittenhouse is facing charges for fatally shooting two protesters and injuring a third during riots and looting in Kenosha, Wisconsin last year. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Brian Stile is calling for protesters not to repeat the actions of the summer of 2020. USA Radio News. The Biden administration's vaccine mandate is once again affecting federal workers.
Customs and Border Protection won't release the number, but it's likely that the jobs of thousands of Border Patrol agents are on the chopping block if the requests for COVID-19 vaccine exemptions aren't accepted or if they simply refuse to take the jab. Agents were required to report their vaccination status and face termination if not fully vaccinated by November 22nd. From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Former Las Vegas Raiders wide receiver Henry Ruggs III is being ordered to appear in court again. This is because a judge says he missed an alcohol test. Ruggs faces decades behind bars if convicted of a deadly crash earlier this month. He faces numerous charges, including DUI, resulting in death. Ruggs' blood alcohol level after the crash came out to twice the legal limit. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Howdy folks, Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
The facts, just the facts, as I know them to be true. We hope. The water crisis in Flint, Michigan, awful. Exposed 20,000 children to lead. Guess what it's going to cost the state? $626 million to compensate the people that were affected by that. That is the facts. We've been talking about Flint for a very long time. The settlement is huge, but it has been lengthy to watch this thing go and go and go and go and go, right? So look at the people. Look at the, hey, look at the attorney's fees. Attorneys have asked for about $200 million fees for, ready for this, 182,000 hours of work. 182,000 hours of work. And, of course, the Flint water crisis was the worst of its kind in recent history, right? 95,000 people lived there, give or take, and you had anywhere from 18,000 to about 20,000 children and adolescents that were there during the crisis. It started back in 2014. I looked that up. That's a fact. And the city's water supply, sadly, was switched to the Flint River to save $5 million a year. And now look what it's done and look what it's cost. So that didn't work. Former Governor Rick Snyder and eight others have been charged with crimes related to the Flint water crisis. We know that. They have all pleaded guilty. Those are the facts. By the way, it was a priority to replace existing lead water pipes throughout the U.S., at least on this president's agenda. The $1 trillion infrastructure bill that we've talked about that was just passed dedicated about $15 billion toward that effort. So it's good if you're in that situation. Absolutely. How about this? Twitter can be confusing enough, but now Twitter acquired Threader. And that's an app that helps users compile Twitter threads, basically. So, yeah, so if you're a big tweeter and you're in the tweet universe. I mean, this is a fact. Threader is, this is part of the whole acquisition thing. I guess it shuts down in about 20-some days. And then the best of Threader goes to Twitter, and it's going to be Twitter Blue. Twitter Blue. What a brilliant idea for an app, though. So Threader came about 4 years ago, and that's when threads weren't really used a lot, and people started to share things that way, right? And they were limited by the characters, so the Threader experience, I guess, really works. So as part of this whole acquisition, when Threader goes down officially, I want to say December 15th, then they've got this similar thing at Twitter, which I just mentioned was Twitter Blue. Are you saying, who cares? Anyway, Twitter Blue, if you do care, is available also on Android. You know what? The Twittersphere, I can just only take so much of that. So there you have it. Shopping. Some people say it's retail therapy. I don't know, because the prices are rising. I've talked about this a lot on this show, of course. So stores, online, restaurants, up sales. Sales, baby, 1.7% in October. So I think it's going to be a strong holiday season. People feel exhausted, overwhelmed, sick of it all, and they want that retail therapy. Are you a person who likes retail therapy, or do you just want a couple extra bucks to go and hang with the crew somewhere at your favorite watering hole? Well, that would mean you're spending money at restaurants, so you would be part of that. So 11.5% of Americans don't plan to spend at all this season, the most in 10 years. So how do they think it's going to go up? Because there's so many other people that will pick up the slack for those who say, it's too commercialized and I'm not going to spend the kind of money that maybe I used to spend or that I want to spend. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Somehow, I do think those numbers will be high. I would be shocked if they weren't. All right, here's some useful information, more of it from my pals at The Hustle. I love how they hustle. I do, because they dig up some really fun things, and then I take it and I look at it from all angles. So in 1970, they have told me that Doug Engelbert parented, you ready for this? I think it's so cool. The first computer mouse. So the first computer mouse, I have no idea what it looked like. I'm just visualizing what I've been told, and I've seen photos of it. A wooden shell with two wheels underneath and a cord coming out one end, and it kind of looked like a mouse. So that's how they got the idea of a mouse. Wow, how cool would it be to be the person who patented the mouse? I mean, are you kidding me? I still use the mouse. You use the mouse? Some people don't, because they feel like it gets in the way, and they just touch screen everything. I don't touch screen everything. So good for him. He didn't get any royalties for his design, and he's quoted as saying that the Stanford Research Institute, where he worked, didn't realize its value and licensed it to Apple. They did that for you. Ready for this? $40,000. So if you go on whatever search engine that you use and look this up, the mouse, it is very rudimentary, I will say, but what a brilliant idea, and to sell it for $40,000. How many mouses, do you think have been sold since 1970? How much money do you think Apple and others have made off of a computer mouse? I'm not even going to guess at that, because that wouldn't be the facts. I'd be just pulling numbers out of the air, and I wouldn't want to mislead you. Let's put it that way. All right, this story really blew me away. You know, when I have gone to Sedona, and I've gone, this year I went to Taos, New Mexico, and Santa Fe and stuff, and then also was hiking in Mount Rainier in Seattle, which is wild because people who would know me growing up would never see that. You'd catch me only at the games, at your favorite watering hole with my pals. But yes, I actually got into nature. And I noticed that when I would be out somewhere, I would see the stacked stones, and I thought it was actually pretty neat. Apparently, it's not a good thing to do. I was looking at a site, Photo's travel site, and they did a whole thing on why you shouldn't do pile up the rocks. And that, and actually in some places, if you pile up the rocks and you take the rocks and do something with them, it's forbidden, like in Sardinia. You seriously, they have a law that they implemented in 2017 that forbids any kind of pebbles, sand, shells in the area. Like that's considered, property, and you can't take them back as a souvenir. So, because this couple had packed about 88 pounds of the white sand into 14 plastic bottles, the police spotted them, the sand through the windows of their car after a routine check that they carry out on cars before they're put onto a ferry to go back to Toulon, France. And so they got a jail sentence for taking sand from a beach. That is frightening. So in that case, like the stacking the rocks, because you can't do that either. So I kind of went down a rabbit hole, but there they did take rocks too. But it was the sand that really got them in trouble. But this whole thing with stacking the rocks as props for photos and that kind of stuff, conservationists are saying that you're disturbing the stones and it can have a damaging effect on wildlife. I think it's a cool thing. I mean, I have pictures of the stones, I'm sure. Not that I stacked, that somebody else stacked in Sedona. I know I do. I could post them on Facebook for you. But they're saying, and I never thought of this actually, why would it be bad to stack stones? Because by rearranging, just like that sand story, by rearranging some rocks, it might not seem like it's a big deal, but for wildlife, it's disturbing because of how they use those rocks. So reptiles, etc., use the stones for homes and shelter, and they're left exposed to the elements, and they can move away from the area or die. And also, and I had no idea about this, stone stacking can actually incite in erosion, because it exposes soil to potentially harmful elements, including whatever the weather is, the harsh weather. So here you think you're doing something really cool by hashtagging it, putting the stones up, and now in some places they're saying, no, you can't do it. For example, the other thing is, and I didn't think about this, although I saw these stones stacked when I was on hikes, but in some places by building the rock structures, it can confuse people, because if the rocks are stacked for a photo shoot or whatever, people who are trail hikers, they think it's a marker or it indicates a direction. So, and in other cases, they think it's a memorial, that you're stacking stones for that reason. So if you take pictures of them or you do anything offensive, you're hurting a memorial site. It just seems so confusing to me. Now we can't even stack stones. I mean, I'm just saying, I would get it if every place, where there was just tons of stones, I can't see how it would be damaging if there's a few little stones stacked, but I guess you're really mucking things up if you do that. So when you go out hiking, like I'm sure you all do, be careful not to stack the stones. I mean, like Acadia National Park, the stone structures, they're saying, don't do it, don't do it. Wow. And that, that's on the main coast. So that national park, it's beautiful, that whole scenic drive and whatnot. And I guess plenty of people, when they're hiking and they see they're on a mountaintop and it's beautiful, they just feel that zen kind of thing and they stack up some stones. That's like a big no-no to do that. So beware. I mean, right now we're not putting anyone in prison for that. Obviously, in some other places they are. But be careful. I guess it's incredibly destructive. That's the facts as I know them to be true.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Leonard Heflick joins us, and he's written a book called Live As Long As You Dare, A Journey to Gain Health, Vibrant Years, and it is it's a game changer, definitely. And we've talked to him in the past, and I'll tell you what, when you talk to Leonard, you feel like you can climb Mount Kilimanjaro. I'm serious. So, Leonard, thanks so much for coming on.
My pleasure. Thank you, Kate, for having me.
So this book, tell us about why you wrote it and what you want people to take away from reading it.
Well, I wrote it because I retired 5 years ago. I spent my career in the food industry, so I'm pretty well read on nutrition and diet and exercise and such and the impact those have on your health. And I looked around my friends and family and myself, too, and my conclusion was that these people were not very healthy and that they were on their way to an early demise that was totally unnecessary. So I started doing some research into it and read a lot. And what's wonderful about today is there's so much information available and much of it for free, although I had to pay for a lot of it. It doesn't matter. Anyway, there's so much information that we don't know about, and it shocked me, even as a career professional. So how can we expect, you know, regular people who don't deal with this stuff every day, are not deeply involved in the science of it, how can we expect them to be aware? And the answer is they're not. And, you know, the media does not do a very good job of educating us about information and studies that are out there. I hear all the time these conspiracy theories. Oh, well, you know, drug industry doesn't want us to know that eating a high-fiber diet will reduce your blood pressure. Well, maybe they don't want us to know, but it took me 30 seconds to find that study on Google Scholar.
Yes, so boy, it shows you. And your book is filled with gems like that. And one of the things I like that you talk about right from the get-go is to just, I think people get overwhelmed, too, and they have excuses for why they can't implement something. And you say, just make a change a week.
That's right. We look at ourselves where we are now, and we project where we'd like to be, and the gap is quite large. And we say it's too big of a jump. I don't know how to make that leap. It's too far. So we end up doing nothing. And that's a big mistake. So the trick is, as you said, any big intractable problem, the way to solve it is to break it up into little pieces, make it easy, make it even a game, and add these little changes to your lifestyle. And I'll emphasize over and over again in my book the fact that this is a lifestyle change, not something that you change for a week or a month or 3 months, not the exercise of the month club. No, this is something you're going to add these little changes to your lifestyle and then keep them there for the rest of your life. And whether you're 25 or 85, it doesn't really matter that much, meaning there's something you can do. You can improve. You can get better. You can be better. And there's no reason not to try. And that's why the book is called Live As Long As You Dare, because you have to dare. You have to want to.
Yeah, I love that. You're right. I love that. Live as long as you dare. All right, so you're not going to tell us everything, but give us a couple of tips that people listening right now can, while they're waiting for the book to arrive at their house, that they can put to good use.
Okay. I start the book off with attitude, okay? Very important to have a positive attitude and to have a vision. Regardless of your age, you should have a personal vision. And, you know, usually when we talk about something that's 2-3 weeks or a month, we don't call it a vision, we call it a goal. Okay, that's good. Have a goal. You need some goals for what you're going to accomplish in the next couple weeks, next month. How about the next year? How about the next 3 years, 5 years? How about 50 years? Okay, I'm 68 years old right now, and I tell my daughter I want to live for another 50, and she rolls her eyes, and then she watches me and what I'm doing and the impact it's having on my health, and now she's worried because she thinks I might actually do it. So you can do it. The point is, have a vision for where you want to go and what you want to achieve. If you have a longer-term vision, especially when you get older like me, so at 68, I say, well, gee, I'm not going to take on that project of writing that book or taking that trip. It's too much. I'm too old for that. Well, if I don't have that, change it around and I say, well, gee, I'm going to live another 20, 30, 50 years. I got plenty of time. Why wouldn't I start writing that book? Why wouldn't I take that extra course? Why am I not learning how to speak French? Why not? And I emphasize in the book as well that the proper question for us at our age is not why anymore. Why was great when we were 5 years old? The right question today is why not? Why am I not doing this? So I start with there, attitude and vision and having a plan for where I want to, what I want to achieve while I'm here. And then we talk about activity and how to be active, productively active, not painfully active. Pain is usually a sign that we're doing something wrong. We should listen to our bodies when our bodies hurt. There's a reason why they hurt. Don't just ignore it. There's pain, no gain, nonsense. There's a teeny bit of truth to it when it comes to muscles, meaning muscular pain is an ache. That's good pain, okay? But when your joints and are hurting, that's bad pain. You have to be able to differentiate between those two, and you don't want to go there. We want to be able to increase our capability every month, week, year, as opposed to allowing it to decline. Make it play. Make it fun. If you don't like doing something, you're not going to do it. So find an exercise or a routine that you actually enjoy doing. You're likely to do it much more. Talk about food. There's so much misinformation out there about food, good foods and bad foods. Good diets, bad diets, and most of it is either obsolete or absolutely wrong scientifically. I won't go into all the details, but the biggest takeaway I would give you is that bigger issue for us is not what we eat, it's how much we eat. That's the bigger issue. I'm not saying that you should avoid sugar. Yes, avoid sugar. Moderate your carbs. Yes, carbs should be taken in balance with your activity level. If you're inactive, carb level, carb intake should be low. If you're very active, like a marathon runner, you better be eating bowls and bowls of pasta or you're literally going to starve yourself to death. So carbs in balance with activity, sugar as low as you can. We don't need any sugar, okay? And incorporate good foods that contain fiber and antioxidants into your diet. That's critical. And, you know, it's so easy to do. Turmeric is a very nice spice. It's mild, very high in antioxidants. Why not put a little turmeric in your oatmeal in the morning?
Mm.
Why not wear cocoa powder, also very high in antioxidants? How about when you make that stir fry tonight with rice and whatever else you cook, the vegetables, why not throw a tablespoon of turmeric in there? You can do it. When you make mashed potatoes, put some turmeric in it. Or if you're making mashed sweet potatoes, put some turmeric in it. That's just one example. You can add turmeric to your diet and keep it there virtually every day for the rest of your life. And it's not hard, not painful, and actually it's fun. It's delicious.
Wow, so that's
actually,
great
we have to take care
tip.
Of ourselves. We have to learn how to take care of ourselves in ways we've never done before. I call it extreme self-care. You can start by observing. Look at your body. Look in the mirror. Look on the scale. Listen to it. How's it feel? Observe. And then be aware. What does that mean? What is my body trying to tell me? Okay? And then do something about it. Okay? If I have a little too much belly fat, okay, what can I do about that? Let's go find out. There are some steps you could take. Actually, it's going to be easy ones that will help you get rid of that. It doesn't happen overnight. And that's part of the problem. People expect you to results. Well, it's not going to happen. It took a long time for that belly fat to get there. It's going to take a little while to get rid of it, but you can do it. The trick is to break it up into little pieces into the game. I give you 100, I give the readers 101 little changes that you can make in your life, in your lifestyle, that are going to improve your health, help you live longer and healthier.
Oh, I love that. 101 little changes.
And I suggest making one change a week. Not hard. It's easy.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's just, you got to get that mindset. So good. So good. And it's a perfect time for people to do this because we start to assess what's going on in our lives as we get to the beginning of the next year. And here we are at this point. So this is a great time for this. Again, the book is Live As Long As You Dare. I think you're going to live to be, who knows how old, Leonard. A Journey to Gain Health, Vibrant Years. For sure. Like I said, you can get it on Amazon or B&N, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Leonard, thanks so much for coming on again.
Thank you, Kate. Thanks for having me. All the best, and live as long as you dare, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks for listening to this conversation. Make it count, everybody.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.